The following is a special presentation of the WKLM Sports Department.
Hello, everybody. It is now time for girls high school basketball as Indian Valley goes against Highland. Here is Matt Croy.
Pleased and good evening. Highland, a record of 11-1. They won 11 games in a row. They're 6-0 and in first place in the IVC South Division, playing host to the Indian Valley Lady Braves from the Reese Center, as the Braves come in with a record of 4-6 overall, 3-3 in the IVC South, and they've won 3 of their last 4 contests. Stay tuned. We'll be speaking with Highland head basketball coach Brady Schlabel on the pregame show on WKLM.
Ecoseal Home Solutions has been serving all of Northeast and Central Ohio as the leader in foundation, waterproofing and repair, basement exit systems, and gravel delivery. Whether you're building a new home or your existing home foundation and basement is in need of some TLC, Ecoseal has the answer. For more information or to schedule a free estimate, call 330-893-SEAL. That's 330-893-7325.
Get financial solutions when you need it from Dave Schlabel Financial Services. After winning 6 state championships as a head basketball coach, Dave Schlabel knows that planning, preparation, and hard work can lead to success. And the same can be applied to your financial future. Whether you are a young adult, individual, family, or a business, Dave Schlabel Financial Services will establish financial goals and income protection. Contact Dave Schlabel Financial Services at 893-1900, located at 4585 State Route 39, Millersburg. Securities offered through ON Equity Sales Company, member FINRA SIPC.
Since 1991, the Holmes County Education Foundation has awarded more than $9 million in scholarships to residents pursuing higher education. Scholarships for the 2021-2022 academic year will be available on our website at www.hcef.net starting in January. Holmes County residents and Holmes County High School graduating seniors may apply.
Attention sophomores, the time to apply for next school year at Buckeye Career Center is now. With 34 exciting programs to choose from, there's something for everyone. Whether you're interested in technology, healthcare, manufacturing, or agriculture, spots are still available in programs like outdoor power equipment technology. In this hands-on lab, you'll learn how to repair and maintain ATVs, side-by-sides, lawnmowers, and more. Other in-demand programs include precision machining, meat cutting, floral design, and CAD. Apply online today at Buckeye Career Center.
Would you like to take down years of dental neglect? Our office has offered IV sedation dentistry for over 20 years that allows you to have multiple procedures done in one visit. It can be any treatment from multiple fillings, root canals, wisdom tooth removal, crowns, or all of the above. To find out more information, please visit our website, www.drbradwalsh.com, or give us a call. We wish all of our local athletes the best this winter sports season.
When shopping for insurance, you want to know that you aren't just another customer and that your agent cares about the local community. At Hobrins Insurance Service, we've been serving our community one person at a time for more than 30 years. To make sure our customers' auto, home, farm, or business is protected by a quality insurance company. That's why we've partnered with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group to protect what matters most to you. Give us a call at 800-340-3767. We can recommend the best coverages from the best companies like Ohio Mutual.
Before the Tip is brought to you by Village Motors of Millersburg.
At Village Motors in Millersburg, we're all about service, literally. This is Deke Miller, and our service department will help you take care of your investment in a new or pre-owned vehicle. Trained and professional, our service staff cares about your vehicle as much as you do, and their workmanship will keep it in tip-top shape or fully repaired if needed. Find out what full service really means when you trust us, the people who care about you, Village Motors in Millersburg.
Alongside Highland Lady Hawks head basketball coach Brady Schlabel, record of 11-1, winners of 11 games in a row, just past the midway mark of the season here, Brady. A quick look at your last three games, wins over Tustaw, of course, over West Holmes, and the game winner before that over Laurel. What's your observations of how your team has performed throughout the first half of the year?
Yeah, you know, I feel like our kids have really stepped up when backs have been kind of against the wall. Played really well at the start of that Laurel game, and then kind of let them back into it. Did some uncharacteristic things, but thought the girls really came together and gave us a good fourth quarter. So Looking to keep some more of that consistency. Kind of the consistency we had in the second half of the West Holmes game would be nice, too.
One of those things, Brady, you want to put it all together, obviously, ultimately here, but the same token, it has to show a little bit about the team, the characters you're talking about, when they get to put in those tough situations, that they have responded very well.
Yeah, and, you know, we had a ton of games in the span of a couple weeks, something that, you know, you don't normally get. And now that it's kind of extending out how many days we have in between games, we're getting a chance to, you know, dig into a little bit extra film, have some honest conversations. And so hopefully that kind of stuff starts to pay off.
And so you play this game, obviously, a week off before you kind of get in the thick of things, the classic here pretty soon. But has it allowed you to kind of focus a little more on practice here late and focus on those little things you're talking about?
Yeah, you know, we're finally able to have a couple back-to-back days of tough practices and, you know, really start to hone in on those little things that we know are going to be important come February and March. And so if we can keep building on that, hopefully we can, you know, show it a little bit tonight, show some of that consistency that we've been talking about. And, you know, I think that'd be good.
Of course, face Indian Valley back at their place earlier in the season, forced 23 turnovers on them in that game. Joplin Yoder kind of did her thing with the 23 points. So to what expands out to you from that earlier meeting with the Lady Braves?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like she had a phenomenal game. Obviously, you know, you see it on the scoring side of things, 23 points, but, you know, yeah. They had 3-4 defenders on her every time, and she was making the right play every time.
That's not what I saw at 11 a.m.
You know, to be able to see that out of her, and, you know, we're really looking tonight to get some of the shooters involved. As people double down, triple down onto her, can we make the extra pass, one more pass, and get the right shooter shots?
Brady, thanks for your time.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Matt.
That's the voice of Ohio Lady Hawks head basketball coach, Brady Schlabel.
Before the Tip has been brought to you by Village Motors of Millersburg.
Are you looking for a bank that understands your local needs? Look no further than Kilbuck Savings Bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your partners in financial success. At Kilbuck Savings Bank, we pride ourselves on offering personalized service tailored to you. We are a community bank that is large enough to help you achieve your goals while continuing to care about the communities we serve. We wish all teams the best of luck this season. KSB, a Bauer 5-star financial rated bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The secret's out. Thread and Ink in Holmesville is open to take care of your custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing needs. They offer a storefront with apparel for West Holmes, Highland, and surrounding schools. Whether it's school spirit wear, professional business attire, accessories, or unique custom designs, they deliver excellence in every product. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Thread and Ink is located at 8210 County Road 245 in Holmesville. Or call Justine at 330-279-9222. That's Thread and Ink, custom embroidery and screen printing in Holmesville.
At First Federal Community Bank, investing in our community isn't just a slogan. It's how we do business each and every day. I'm Matt Miller, president of First Federal, and our goal is to empower your financial well-being and build a lasting relationship with you, your family, and your business. We're here to assist you every step of the way, from checking and savings accounts to mortgages and commercial loans. First Federal Community Bank, serving your banking needs in Sugar Creek, Berlin, and Mount Hope. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Many things can cause damage to your vehicle. A deer, another car, or that parking lot pole that came out of nowhere. Regardless, your ride needs to be repaired. And Finish Line Auto Body is the place to go. Finish Line will help pay your insurance deductible. That's right. Finish Line will pay up to $500. You could get your vehicle repaired while paying zero out of pocket. Call or visit the Finish Line Auto Body Customer Care Center for details. Located on State Route 83 in Millersburg.
Are you nearing retirement? Do you want experienced help in deciding how to manage your retirement savings when you leave the workforce? Please call me, Rob Hovis, financial advisor at Millersburg Financial Services at 330-473-6025. I have more than 30 years of experience helping investors in Holmes County. Let's talk about the best strategy for you in deciding how and when to take withdrawals to enjoy the retirement you've been dreaming of. Securities are held by LPL Financial, member SIPC.
At Village Motors in Millersburg, we're all about service, literally. This is Deke Miller, and our service department will help you take care of your investment in a new or pre-owned vehicle. Trained and professional, our service staff cares about your vehicle as much as you do, and their workmanship will keep it in tip-top shape or fully repaired if needed. Find out what full service really means when you trust us, the people who care about you, Village Motors in Millersburg.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit csb1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
In tonight's two-quarter JV contest, it was Highland defeating Indian Valley tonight by the score of 16-9. In the game played earlier this season at Indian Valley, Highland defeated the Lady Braves 56-15 in that contest. Highland connected on 9 of 17 three-pointers. That's good for 53% shooting from beyond the arc, while Indian Valley was just 1 of 12 for 8%. Highland also shot 46% from two-point range, while the Braves shot just 2 of 17 for 12%. And also Highland forcing 23 turnovers on Indian Valley in the game, while Highland had just 9. And Highland's 56-15 victory over Indian Valley earlier this season on the road. In that contest for Highland, leading the way was Joplin Yoder, as she had 23 points to go along with 5 rebounds. And that 23 points still stands as her season high to date for Joplin back in that first matchup against Indian Valley. Also, Ellie Habiger had 9 points and 4 rebounds in that game as well. 8 points scored by Perrin Mishler and 5 for Trish Troyer. For Indian Valley, leading the way, that was Brooklyn Myers, had 6 points and 5 boards, while Natalie Kearns had 6 points and 4 rebounds. Also, 3 points scored by Cassie Maselli. Just 3-point players scoring the entire game for the Braves, though, and Highland got that win 56-15 over Indian Valley in the game earlier this season. Of course, last year, Highland captured the outright IVC South Division title, going 12-0. In conference play, they captured the outright title, and then Indian Valley finished up in fourth place at 5-7 in conference play last year. Highland overall went 20-2 during the regular season last season. Indian Valley went 9-13. Highland, of course, falling in the Division IV regional championship game in overtime to Waterford, 53-51. Indian Valley in the Division II East 1 district, they would fall in the sectional final as a 12 seed, going down to the 6 seed John Glenn, 46-23. Last season. Stay tuned. More to come on the pregame show next on WKLM.
Check out this residential property located at 744 Diamond Alley in Millersburg. Listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $259,500. Come take a look at this newer three-bedroom, three-bath ranch home with a covered back deck and front porch on the dead-end street with little traffic. It also includes a landscape patio area and fish pond in the front, new AC and whole house generator, and spacious two-car garage with plenty of extra storage room. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Steve Mogg at 330-763-4769 or check it out at kaufmanrealty.com.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator. Team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac today to schedule your free in-home consultation and a turnkey generator install. Call or visit MillersburgElectric.com and be ready for the next power outage.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee power tools, Wright tools, grade 5, grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community. Stop in to Rody's IGA for great specials all week long. Whether it's in their deli, meat, or produce departments, you'll find what you need with an outstanding selection and hometown service. For a fresh arrangement of flowers, check out the Posey Path Floral Shop. Then before you head out, sign up for a Rhodey's Rewards card and get additional savings while you shop. That's Rhodey's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
When you're thinking of the right accessories to add to your home, think Copper Freak Hardware Products at MRV Siding Supply. With Copper Freak Hardware, you won't find better quality at twice the price. In fact, you'll get great value for builder-grade door hardware. Plus, all Copper Freak Hardware is backed with a lifetime mechanical warranty and a 5-year warranty on all finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys.
MEB Systems, a name that has been around since 1977, it is the area's flat roof specialist. Their mission statement is, serve our team, customers, and community by offering exceptional and innovative flat roofing services, all for the glory of God. MEB Systems has the experience to handle anything from scheduled maintenance to roofing multi-acre facilities protecting valuable equipment and merchandise. Call MEB Systems, your flat roof specialist, at 330-852-4333 or visit them online at MEBSystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all local athletes the best success this year.
Oh, okay. So far this season for Highland, they lost their first game of the season to Division I Strongsville on the road and going down to Strongsville by a score of 52-47. But since then, all victories for Highland, they've rattled off 11 consecutive wins. Wins over Wayndale, 52-28, a win over Chippewa by the score of 48-39. Of course, defeated Indian Valley the first time. A win over Garaway and also that win over Tuskegee Valley in comfort-behind fashion on the road. Defeated the Trojans 52-47, a win over Claymont and Sandy Valley along with Ridgewood, and then their last three games, a win over Tuslaw 53-42, and also a win in the shot clock shootout at the Canton Fieldhouse, defeating Laurel in that game 54-48, and one of their last game over West Holmes in the Battle of Holmes County here at the Reese Center 43-24. Highland has a record of 11-1. Indian Valley won their first game of the year, an overtime victory that was over Licking Heights 49-44. And then would lose six games in a row, falling to Newcomerstown as well as Highland in New Philadelphia. Then fell to Ridgewood 64-56, a 49-24 loss also to Carrollton. Came back and won two in a row over Garaway and Sandy Valley. Then a 62-20 loss at Tuskegee Valley. Came back and won their last game over Claymont by the score 52-26. Indian Valley has a record of 4-6 overall on the year. Highland is averaging just over 56 points per contest on the season. Indian Valley averages 39 a game. Defensively, the Lady Hawks allowing just over 32 points per game, while Indian Valley gives up 48.5 a game on the defensive end. In the IVC South Division, Highland in first place at 6-0, followed by Tuskegee Valley at 5-1, and Ridgewood is 4-2. They're in third place in the conference. Indian Valley is in fourth place at 3-3. Sandy Valley is 2-4. Claymont 1-5. Garaway is 0-6. Against conference opponents, Highland is averaging just under 63 points per game, while Indian Valley is averaging 38 a game. And then Highland giving up 25.8 points per contest defensively in the IVC South, while the Braves give up 47 a game defensively in conference action. In the IVC North Division so far, Strasburg on the top spot. They're 6-0. After that, it's Buckeye Trail at 4-3 in the conference. East Canton and Malvern both 3-3. Newcomerstown 3-2. Connaughton Valley and TCC are both 1-5. In the Ohio Cardinal Conference, it's Ashland in first place right now. They're 6-0. New Philadelphia and West Holmes tied for second place at 4-2 in the conference. Then it's Madison and Lexington both 3-3. Mansfield Senior 1-5. Worcester is 0-6. Overall, around the area in girls basketball so far, Central Christian has a record of 7-4. West Holmes is 6-5 overall. Wayndale is 6-7. Lanhamville a record of 5-5. Triway is 5-7. Garaway a record of 1-10. And Danville is 0-11. Stay tuned. More to come on the pregame show next on WKLM.
At Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for a in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com.
Home Siding Contractors, Home Siding, Home Siding Contractors.
Huddle up, business owners. When it's about the safety and security of your business, Wayne Door is your playbook for success. Score big with Wayne Door. From access control systems to camera installations and gate operators, they're in the business of keeping your turf locked down. Wayne Door offers unbeatable sales support, seamless installation, and game-changing service. Visit them at WayneDoor.com and let them help safeguard your business. Wayne Door, the people you can trust since 1973.
When searching for the perfect insurance to both fit your needs and budget, you want to deal with someone you know and trust. Hi, I'm Keith Troyer at Hobbins Insurance. Born and raised in Holmes County, I have been a teacher and a coach in the area my whole adult life. I am now an agent for Hobbins Insurance in Millersburg. I want to be your insurance coach, and at Hobbins Insurance, we have many avenues to assure you the best cost available. From auto to home to farm to business, we can take care of your needs at a price that can fit your budget. Call me at 330-674-9091 or visit HobbinsInsurance.com.
For sports information anytime, call the WKLM Pomeranian Hospital Sports Line at 674-PLAY. Did you know that one of the nation's top hospitals was founded right here in Holmes County? It's true. Pomeranian Hospital was recently named the top 20 rural and community hospital by the National Rural Health Association. For 75 years, Pomeranian has applied the latest medical expertise to meet the unique needs of our community. And today, they continue to lead the way in reliable patient outcomes, from outpatient services to life-saving surgeries. Learn more about the many ways Pomeranian provides award-winning care right in your backyard. Visit PomeranianHospital.org.
At Village Motors in Millersburg, we're all about service, literally. This is Deke Miller, and our service department will help you take care of your investment in a new or pre-owned vehicle. Trained and professional, our service staff cares about your vehicle as much as you do, and their workmanship will keep it in tip-top shape or fully repaired if needed. Find out what full service really means when you trust us, the people who care about you, Village Motors in Millersburg.
Craving a mouth-watering slice of pizza? Look no further than Charm Pizza, where each pizza is crafted with the freshest ingredients in their exclusive secret sauce. Whether you're a classic pepperoni enthusiast, a lover of wings, or intrigued by their pizza of the month, they have a delightful option for everyone. Come out and visit them in the heart of Charm, where you can savor a mouth-watering, freshly made pizza exactly the way you like it. Dine in or carry out. You can give Charm Pizza a call to order at 330-893-7938. The pizza of the month for January is Chipotle Chicken Pizza.
A lot of area girls games canceled for tonight. The other game being played tonight that we know of is New Philadelphia at Minerva is being played tonight. Other games that were scheduled that got canceled, the Ridgewood-Danville game canceled, Tri-Valley at Ashland game canceled, while Buckeye Trail-Meadowbrook, that game was canceled. Also, Canton Valley-Lindsley-West Virginia game also canceled for tonight as well. But, of course, this game is on. It's Highland playing host to Indian Valley, and Matt Croy alongside Jake Seidel for tonight's broadcast. For Highland, it's just about to keep things going. They've won 11 straight, and obviously playing some pretty good basketball right now, trying to keep that going here just after the holiday break.
You know, I think we heard Coach say it in the pregame interview, going back to that Laurel game of the shot clock shootout. He said they started off hot and then let Laurel back into it. That's kind of been, and I don't want to say MO, but that's a trend we've seen a few different times. And I think as you move on to the later half of the season here, that's something that Highland's going to want to improve. And before we get to tournament time, and so we're looking forward to the Classic in the Country about a week and a half away.
One thing we've seen against some pretty good teams here as the season has wore on is Joplin Yoder getting a lot of attention by defenses, as you would expect here. We know how good she is. She scored 23 points against Indian Valley the first time around, so very good, but also that means other players are going to have to be open to those situations.
Well, you take a look at some of these players. No one in the starting five is averaging really under 7 points a ball game. That's huge, not only scoring wise, but if you get these other players starting, that's going to open up Joplin Yoder more. What also helps Joplin out is she's not your typical post player. She'll post you up in the block, and she can really embarrass you, some of their defenders in the block sometime. But if she's not getting the looks down in the paint, she can head out to the perimeter and shoot the three-pointer. And not to mention, her defense has really taken a big step this year. She's really become a vocal leader for this team.
The other nice thing is you got 12 games in here. You got this game, and you got a week off before the next game against Garaway. Then they get in the Classic of the Country. That's when things really kind of speed up here as far the second half of the year is concerned. So some extra opportunity here for Brady Stabaugh, the rest of the coaching staff, to kind of work out some things practice-wise here before you get into the meat of the schedule here the late part of January.
And that's what really helps. You know, this Highland team, they try things new, and then figure out what's working, what's not working. Like you said, they get these different reps. And Classic in the Country, it tends to be that little time where the switch gets flipped, where they're starting to like, okay, now we're going to go into our postseason push mode, get set for the tournament to start. It's hard to believe it. We're only, what, 4 weeks away from tournament draws?
No doubt about that. We'll take a quick break. I'm back with today's national anthem after this on WKLM.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
And tonight's National Anthem being brought to you by the Holmes County Veteran Services in Millersburg. We'll be picking up the National Anthem live here at the court here momentarily.
...to this contest have been selected and assigned according to the procedures adopted by the OHSAA. The officials are Carl Krieger, Kim Schenkel, and David Burkett. Now would you please rise and gentlemen, remove your caps for the playing of our national anthem.
Tonight's National Anthem, once again, brought to you by the Holmes County Veteran Services in Millersburg. And tonight's starting lineup is being brought to you by Finish Line Auto Body, located on the north side of Millersburg. If your car is damaged, the best place to get it back in the game is at Finish Line Auto Body. And now with tonight's starting lineups, here's Jake Seidel.
Thanks, Matt. First, for the visitors on the scoreboard tonight, the Indian Valley Braves, they'll line up like this. A 5'5 junior guard, number 10, Cassie Maselli. A 5'7 junior point guard, number 11, Bailey McConnell. A 5'5 junior guard wearing number 13, Natalie Kearns. A 5'6 senior guard wearing number 23, Brooklyn Myers. And a 5'3 junior guard wearing number 30 tonight instead of her usual number 12. That is Bree Latella. On the other side for the Highland Hawks, they'll line up like this. A 5'6 sophomore guard wearing number 2, Macy Mullett. A 5'10 senior forward wearing number 3, Ellie Habiger. A 5'5 junior guard wearing number 11, Evie Mast. A 5'7 senior guard wearing number 15, Trish Troyer. And a 6-foot senior post wearing number 35 and committed to Ashland University, that's Joplin Yoder.
Highland 11-1 overall. They're in first place at 6-0 in the IVC South, coached by Brady Stable in his third season. While Indian Valley is 4-6 overall, 3-3 in the IVC South division. They're coached by Jen Zimmerman. And tonight's starting line is brought to you by Finish Line Auto Body. They'll help with up to $500 of your insurance deductible. Give Brooks a call, 674-1483. Mac Ray alongside Jake Seidel, Blaisden Mullins back at WKLM Sports Central, and glad to have you with us on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Jumping for Indian Valley, that is Brooklyn Myers, a 5'6 senior, and for Highland, Joplin Yoder, a 6-foot senior. There's the toss, won by Highland, going from left to right in the first half. Sporting their home white jerseys and white shorts in red normals and black trim. Indian Valley, their red jerseys and red shorts in black normals in white trim. Back to the corner, three-pointer for the air by Macy Mullick. Going to be off the mark. Rebound, Joplin Yoder. Her putback is going to be no good. Rebound juggled around. Finally, corralled inside by Bree Latella. Braves had the basketball. Going from right to left in the first half from the recenter at Dave Slayball Court. Into the front court, here's Bailey McConnell. Dribbles it out top. Her pass goes left wing. Received now by Brooklyn Myers. Myers dribbles it. Crossover. Back to the corner. Grab it on the near side. The dribble now by Maselli. Dribbles it out top on the pass. Grab now by McConnell. Back in the corner now. Bounce pass goes by Myers over to McConnell. She'll take it out top. McConnell on the left point against Evie Mass. Pass goes to the corner. Now juggled. Now picked up on the pass by Maselli. Back to McConnell, who dribbles at the top of the key. McConnell surveys it. Takes it down to the right wing. Still with the basketball. McConnell, pass left side, deflected, goes out of bounds. It'll be off of Ellie Habiger. It'll stay with Indian Valley.
You know, already we're kind of seeing that Highland pressure coming out, setting the tone early. This is a Braves team that set up certain five guards tonight, so giving up a little bit of height to the Hawks, and Hawks not going to let them get into the paint if they can keep them out top.
New score so far. McConnell picks it up too soon. It's a pass off to the corner. Grabbed by Natalie Kearns. Back in the left wing over to Brooklyn Myers. Short dribble at the top of the key. Now to the foul line. Myers shot from the paint up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound snatched away by Ellie Habiger. Highland basketball. 6.5 to play first quarter. Here's Macy Mullet. Pass to the corner. Goes to Evie Mass. Bounce pass inside. The Joplin Yoder. She'll back it in. A layup by Yoder. Off the glass and good. 2-0 Highland off the shot from the right post by Joplin Yoder. Indian Valley basketball. That pass by McConnell. Grabbed by Kearns. She'll take it across the half-court line. Drive. Lane. Shot by Myers. Off the glass. That's going to be good. Brooklyn Myers will tie it up at 2 apiece. First tie. Highland has the ball. Here's Macy Mullet. Now to the right wing. Back to the corner to Evie Mass. Mass drive to the lane. Her pass goes out top. Ellie Habiger. Back to Mullet. Right wing Joplin Yoder. Her three-pointer going to be knocked down. All 5 points for Highland comes from Joplin Yoder. 5-2 lead for the Lady Hawks.
Like we said in the pregame, that can really change a game. We have a post player that can go out and hit the open three.
Braves have it. And ball thrown away. Stolen by Macy Mullet. And that'll be their first turnover. Mullet now to the front court for Highland. Into the corner to Evie Mast. Dribbles it. Pass inside of the right post to Joplin Yoder. Her pass scoots to the corner now to Trish Troyer. Her three-pointer going to be off the mark. Rebound grabbed by Joplin. Puts it back up. That's going to be no good. Rebound to the four. 5-4 grab by Joplin Yoder along the perimeter. Good hustle, and Highland has the basketball. Her third rebound so far. Pass to the right block to Ellie Habiger. Her shot up no good, but she's going to be hacked to the arm. And that foul going to be called inside. It'll be slapped on Bria Latella. That'll be her first.
Hawks wasting no time attacking the paint here, looking to get Joplin as well as Ellie Habiger going, and I think that's going to be a common theme we see tonight, not only trying to get some of those outside shots, but keep feeding the posts inside.
First free throw knocked down by Ellie Habiger, her first point. 5'10 senior, averaging just under 7 points per game, had 9 points and 4 boards in that previous meeting this season against Indian Valley. Stay tuned tonight for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you by Village Motors. Second free throw is going to be in and out. No good by Habiger. Rebound going to be chased down by Brooklyn Myers for Indian Valley. Down 6-2, they had the ball. And a foul call just across midcourt, I believe, on Evie Mast. And that'll be the first team foul on Highland. And Mast, of course, has her first.
You'll give up some of those when you're up. I thought we had the horn stuck there for a second. You'll give up some of those when you're doing the full court press, trying to cause pressure. Coach Schlabel's okay with that. You'll trade a foul for a restart and a chance to make another stop.
Torrey Weaver's in for Ellie Habiger, and Braves have the basketball. Three-pointer goes up, and they are going to be top of the key by McConnell. Rebound ripped away by Joplin Yoder. Highland ball. Yoder to the front court. Dribbles it. Pass goes to the corner. Now Trish Troyer. Her three-pointer's up, and they are going to be knocked down. Nothing but net from the far corner. Trish Troyer with the 3-9-2 lead for Highland.
And that was from college range, out right by the sideline. Great shot from Trish there.
Focal pressure is on. Falling down as Latella keeps the dribble alive and finally calls a timeout for Indian Valley. 4:45 to play first quarter. Highland 9 and Indian Valley 2. This is Girls IVC Basketball on WKLM.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hirschberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Highland on a 7-0 run. They have a 9-2 advantage as they'll come out of the timeout. And on the floor for Highland, Evie Mass, joined by Trish Troyer as well as Torrey Weaver. Para Mishler, the freshman, on the floor for the first time, and Joplin Yoder. Indy Valley has the basketball. Brooklyn Myers to inbound it. She does so to Bailey McConnell. McConnell, the 5'7 junior guard, dribbles it across the midcourt line. Has it high on the right. And a buzzer going off a couple of times. And you talked about shaking her. figuring out that buzzer a little bit at all still here at the Reese Center.
I think we have a player that might not be in the book, or do we have did the clock not start? I think one of those two things is what happened.
So they'll inbound it again down to McConnell. McConnell to the front court. 1-2-2 zone defense on by Highland this time. Pass around the foul line and deflected and grabbed out top by Natalie Kearns. Back in the corner now. Goes to Latella. Now to Kearns high on the left side. Guarded by Perrin Mishler. Back out top to McConnell. Dribbles it down to the right wing. McConnell. Pass goes to the corner now to Cassie Maselli. Around the foul line to Myers. And her pass goes off of her leg and out of bounds. That'll be a turnover of the second on Indian Valley.
That Highland pressure just getting in there, doing what it does best, causing turnovers. Only two so far, but they almost had one in the backcourt right before that timeout was called.
Highland ball to the front court. Bounce pass out top to Yoder. Into the corner, Perrin Mishler, her three-pointer, harshly blocked by Myers, but the rebound by Torrey Weaver. Out top to Evie Mast. Back in the corner, here's Trish Troyer. Dribbles it. Inside goes to Joplin Yoder, double team. Back on the right side goes over to Weaver. Weaver, runner up in the air, going to be off the mark. Rebound, Joplin Yoder. Her putback is going to be good. Joplin Yoder has 7, 11-2 lead for Highland.
That's her fourth offensive rebound of the evening. 5 so far for Joplin Yoder.
The dribble against the press into the front court goes to Latella for Indian Valley. Her pass goes to the corner now. Received on the far end by Cassie Maselli. Spins around, gets the handoff. Back to Latella on the right wing to McConnell. McConnell dribbles it against Perrin Mishler. Takes it out top. Her pass in the hands of McKenna Roush. Roush dribbles it down to the foul line. Pass inside. She'll find a teammate. Layup off the glass is good by Cassie Maselli. Her first two. And now 11-4 lead for Highland. That snapped a 9-0 run by the Lady Hawks. Highland ball. Here's Perrin Mishler on the right corner. Back out top to Evie Mast. Her three-pointers up in the air. Going to be knocked down. First points of the game, Evie Mast, and she'll knock it down from the top of the key. 14-4 lead now for Highland. Indian Valley basketball. Here's McConnell across the timeline. Dribbles it to the foul line. Pass inside. Grabbed now by Roush. Into the corner. Deflected away and stolen. Joplin Yoder's pass goes to Evie Mast. Off her leg, though. Stolen right back by Roush. Roush to the foul line. Pass over to Latella. Her shot is knocked down. Bree Latella buries it from the baseline. Her first two. 14-6 lead for now for Highland. That'll be Highland's first turnover of the first quarter. 2.5 to play. Highland ball, Joplin Yoder to the corner. Finds Trish Troyer high on the left side. And back in the corner now, Evie Mast for a three-pointer up in the air. Going to be knocked down again. Back-to-back threes by Evie Mast. She has 6, 17-6 lead for Highland.
2-for-2 from the floor, Evie Mast. Watch out when she gets hot. She can change a game in a hurry or really extend that lead quick.
2:20 to play in the first quarter. McConnell has it out top for the Braves. On the right wing, the Roush. Roush to the baseline, cut off. And she'll pass the right wing back to Maselli. Dribbles it to the foul line. Myers has it top of the key. Brooklyn Myers. Bounce pass inside. Stolen away by Joplin Yoder. Now to Evie Mast. Her pass to a streaking Trish Troyer. Her layup left hand, no good. Rebound chased down, however, by Cassie Maselli. Maselli falls out of bounds, though, and it'll be off of her hands and can't corral it. Highland's going to have the ball right back. At the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the Thread and Ink Player of the Game. As that player receives a free T-shirt courtesy of Thread and Ink, custom apparel embroidery, and screen printing in Holmesville. Highland ball now. Into the front court. The inbound is going to be on the far side. Macy Miller to Macy Moa. Back to Miller out top on the left wing, Evie Mast. Mast looks at it, lobs it out top, Macy Miller on the right wing back to Mullet. Knocked out of bounds, though, instead by Brooklyn Myers. And Highland will keep it now on the near side.
That was a good job by Myers there. That pass kind of just telegraphed, able to get a hand in it, send it into the bench, and Highland retains possession, but you get a chance to reset your defense.
Sienna Emmel and Ellie Habig are also out there for Highland. Pass inside goes over to the hands of Evie Mast. On the right wing back to Moa. On the left point to Emmel. Back in the corner now, Macy Miller. Out top to Macy Miller. Dribbles it down to the left wing. Picks it up. Back in the corner now. Over to Sienna Emmel. Back to Mullen. High on the left side. 1:20 to play first quarter. Highland has a 17-6 lead and the basketball. Pass out top to Miller. On the left wing, back to Emmel. Emmel dribbles it. Spins around. Into the corner now. Received now by on the dribble by Evie Mast. She'll take it out top. Back to Mullen on the right wing. Mullen drive. Into the corner now to Macy Miller. Miller dribbles it. Lobs it high in the air. And grabbed now by Evie Mast. Along the perimeter now for Highland. On the right side to Mullet. Mullet to the foul line. And gets called for traveling, trying to split the double team against that zone defense. And it'll be the Highland's second turnover of the first quarter. Highland sporting the full court press. Inbounded by Brooklyn Myers. does so to Bailey McConnell. McConnell dribbles it at three-quarter short, double team, gets rid of it over to Myers. Myers will cross the half-court line. Myers out top. Pass to his left wing now. Dribbled by him, Kearns. Kearns 18-footer up in the air, missed everything. Rebound goes to Ellie Habiger. Highland ball, 40 seconds to play, first quarter. Bullet to the front court. Kicks the left wing to Evie Mast. Out top, Habiger. Back to Mast on the left wing. Her three-pointer's up in the air, going to be no good that time. Rebound slapped in the hands of Sienna Immel. Back to Macy Miller. Back out top to Mullet. Mullet back in the corner, received now by Evie Mast. Now Mullet has it high on the left. 20 seconds to play in the first. Mullet near the midcourt line as Highland spreads the floor, maybe looking that final shot of the first quarter. Back in the corner to Immel. She'll find Miller. Miller dribbles it. Back in the corner to Macy Mullet. 6 seconds to play. Out top ball put away by Mullet. 2 seconds to go. Here's McConnell's shot. Three-pointer from the top of the key. No good by McConnell. The close out the first quarter of action. At the end of one, it's Highland 17 and Indian Valley 6. This is girls IVC basketball on WKLM.
Bowman & Byler in Millersburg is a local certified public accounting firm qualified to meet your business and personal financial needs. When it comes to managing your company and investments, it is important to have a professional advisor who can handle a variety of services for you. We can assist you in developing and attaining your business and financial goals and objectives. Please come see us at 161 North Washington Street, right next to the Kilbuck Savings Bank North Branch, or give us a call at 330-674-8222.
The employees of Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative work hard and wear many hats at the cooperative. But that dedication goes beyond providing power to keep the lights on. They also are very active in their communities. Some volunteer at their local church. Others are coaching youth. And some giving back through working for their township or community board. So what makes this cooperative different? They focus on people. Holmes Wayne Electric. Always here for their members. Always here for their community.
And just about ready for the start of the second quarter of action. And Highland's next game will be a week from now, next Monday. A game at Garaway. Indian Valley plays on Wednesday at Canaan Valley. Of course, we'll have boys basketball tomorrow night. West Holmes is at Mansfield Senior. Video live stream coverage begins around 7 o'clock for that game for tomorrow night. Indian Valley basketball to begin the second quarter of action. McConnell dribbles it across midcourt, pass left wing, received by Maselli. Maselli to the baseline. Her shot can be blocked, but a foul is called on Trish Troyer in the process. First team foul on Highland, and Trish Troyer has her first personal foul. In first quarter numbers, courtesy of Jake Seidel, where Highland was 4-for-8 from three-point distance for 50%, Indian Valley 0-for-2. Highland 1-of-5 from two-point range, while the Braves were 3-of-5. Highland 1-of-2 for the foul line for 50%. Indian Valley did not attempt the foul shot in the first quarter, and Highland out rebounding Indian Valley 10-3 in the first quarter, and 6 offensive boards in that first for Highland, and 5 turnovers for Indian Valley, 3 for Highland in that first quarter of play. First free throw no good by Maselli. Second free throw is good. She'll split a pair to start off the second quarter of action. Maselli now has 3 first half points, 17-7 Highland, and they had the ball. Pass deflected and grabbed by Weaver just into the backcourt, and she'll have it stolen away. And a steal and bucket off of the end. Going to be off the glass and good by Cassie Maselli. She got the steal and the bucket. Maselli with 3 quick points to begin the second quarter. Ball thrown away again on the floor and stolen by Indian Valley. Into the front court. Here's McConnell in transition. Her shot for the foul line is no good. Rebound going to be knocked away from Brooklyn Myers' hands. She had the board, then she was fouled. And it'll be for Highland their second foul already in the second quarter of action. So not the start you would want for Brady Stabball to begin the second quarter.
Not what you want at all. Torrey Weaver's going to pick up that foul. And I think the Indian Valley defense might have seen something they liked.
Ball thrown in and going to be stolen right away by Perrin Mishler. Now Highland has the ball after the 6th Indian Valley turnover of the first half. Highland ball out top to Weaver. Left wing in the pass to Trish Troyer. She gets the handoff down to Perrin Mishler. Back on the right point to Maisie Mullet. Into the corner now received by Troyer, inside Joplin Yoder. Yoder under the bucket, nowhere to go. Kicks the pass on the left wing to Macy Mullen. On the right point, back to Trish Troyer now. On the left point, back to Joplin Yoder. Yoder top of the key. She'll find Macy Mullen for a three-pointer up in the air. Going to be off the mark. Rebound grabbed by Torrey Weaver, however. Her pass deflected out top, out of bounds, but off the Indian Valley. And Highland will keep the basketball as Evie Mass checks in. Ellie Habiger also in for Macy Mullen And also checking out is Torrey Weaver.
Had a swarm of red jerseys right underneath the buckets. Joplin Yoder trying to get something inside and got triple teamed, but good job by her. Able to figure out a way to get the ball out of there and kept the possession alive.
Highland ball. Here's Evie Mass. Bounce pass to the right block to Joplin Yoder. Couldn't handle the pass, goes out of bounds, but off of Brooklyn Myers. So Highland will have it to inbound beneath their own backboard.
This Indian Valley team has seen something. They're hedging, you're getting in there, knocking passes away. It seems like they're almost know exactly where Highland is trying to pass the ball.
They've been scrappy so far in this first half, especially into the second quarter. As Mishler inbounds it into the corner to Joplin Yoder, back to Perrin Mishler, out top to wide open Trish Troyer. Her three-pointer, no good. Rebound tipped to the hands of Cassie Maselli. Braves basketball. Into the front court to McKenna Roush. Back in the corner, three-pointer up in the air by Natalie Kearns. Knocks it down. Natalie Kearns from deep. And now a 17-12 ball game. Kearns has her first points of the first half. Highland now a five-point advantage. 6-11 to play in the second quarter. Bounce pass to Joplin Yoder. Into the corner, she's double-teamed. Out top to Evie Mass. Mass to the foul line, to the lane. Back to Joplin Yoder. Her three-pointer for the right wing. Going to be no good. Rebound grab by Mishler. Puts it back up. That's going to be good. Perrin Mishler, the offensive putback by the freshman, her first 2 points of the first half. 19-12 Highland, and Braves have the basketball. Here's McConnell to the front court. Has it out top. On the right point to Roush. Roush to the foul line. She'll be tackled by Joplin Yoder, who fell down. And it'll be the 13th foul of Highland in the second quarter. And Joplin Yoder has her first personal.
That's one of those unfortunate fouls you get when you're a defender. Joplin Yoder just kind of got tripped up over her own feet. Went down, didn't intentionally make any contact, but impeded the attacker's ability to get to the bucket. So it's not a foul you want to give up, but there's really nothing you can do there.
Bull checking back in for Perrin Mishler. It'll be Indian Valley basketball. Here's Myers on the left wing. Dribbles it now to the foul circle. Cut off. Out of the foul line for Lane. Lost it. Out of bounds. And off the hands of Macy Mullet, they're going to say. It'll stay with the Braves.
Brady Schleyball was trying to get a five-second call there. I don't think I saw any referee even counting on it, but it was close to a five-second call.
Here's Roush from the right block. Shot blocked by Joplin Yoder. Rebound chased down by Macy Mullen. Highland ball passed to the front court to Trish Troyer. She has it in the corner. Troyer for a three-pointer up in the air. Going to be off the mark. Rebound going to be pulled down by Roush. Braves basketball down 19-12. Into the front court goes to Cassie Maselli. Back on the left wing, the Roush. Roush from the corner. 18-4 by Roush. Going to be way off the mark. Rebound going to be tipped to the hands of Joplin Yoder. Highland ball. Macy Mullet to the front court. Dribbles it right wing. Spins around. Mullet. Out top, Joplin Yoder. Thought about it. Now drive instead to the lane. 10-footer by Joplin Yoder is up and good. She got the roll. Joplin Yoder has 9. Her first points of the second quarter. Highland is up 21-12. Raise ball against that full court press. Here's McConnell at three-quarter score, now across to half-court time. McConnell working against Evie Mast. Still with the dribble, now to the left wing. McConnell back to the corner, 18-footer by McConnell, up in the air. She'll knock it down. Bailey McConnell, her first 2 points, 21-12 lead now for Highland. They had the ball, 4:20 to play in the second quarter. Make it 21-14, I should say, for the Lady Hawks. Habiger pass to the left wing, the Troyer back in the corner to Evie Mass. Back to Troyer on the left wing. Knocked it loose. Out of bounds. Almost a steal, but it'll be off the hands of Maselli. And Highland's going to hand the ball back.
Yeah, Highland lucky there. Maselli tried to go after that ball and keep it from going out of bounds. She saved the Highland possession there. The Hawks are having a little bit of a tough time right now. They're kind of falling into that trap. We've seen them the last few games where the shots just aren't falling. They're getting good looks. They're just not getting them all to fall.
Pass goes right wing to Macy Mullet for wide open three-pointer. That shot is no good. Rebound corralled by McKenna Roush. Braves basketball down 21-14. 4 minutes to play in the second quarter. Into the front court. Here's a dribble by Myers. Pass goes to the corner now. On the far end. Pass passed into the right block inside the Roush. Roush shot up left hand. No good. Rebound going to be a foul called. Actually, it was a Roush going over the back of Macy Miller to get that foul on her on the loose ball. First team foul at Indian Valley of the quarter. And for Roush, that'll be her first personal foul.
You know, give Roush credit. She's getting down there just trying to make something happen in the paint. Again, all the five starters in this Braves offense were listed as guards.
Highland ball almost threw it away. And here's Macy Miller on the left point. Gets the hand off to Torrey Weaver out top the Mullet. Back in the right corner, Davey Mast. Mast backs it up out top to Mullet. Mullet to the foul line. Runner by Mullet inside the foul circle. That's no good from 18 feet away. Rebound goes to Bailey McConnell. Rays basketball. McConnell will race it across the midcourt line down 21-14. Her pass inside. Nice look. Goes over to Maselli, but her shot blocked by Joplin Yoder. Rebound picked up by Macy Mullet. Highland ball on the fast break. Mullet. Pass right corner. Evie Master. Three-pointer's going to be no good. Rebound knocked in the hands of Joplin Yoder. She'll make it up and in. Joplin Yoder has 11. 23-14 Highland.
Her fifth offensive rebound of the evening, and we're still in the first half.
2:48 and counting, second quarter. Now Myers has it to the front court for the Braves. Myers on the right wing. Comes to a jump stop. It's called for traveling. And that'll be turnover number 7 on Indian Valley. At the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the Thread and Ink player of the game as that player receives a free T-shirt, courtesy of Thread and Ink custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing in Holmesville.
Well, Matt, one thing I've noticed from this Indian Valley defense, when they're set up, someone's in the corner shooting a three, two of them are coming out double-teaming, then all three of the other players are coming in to guard the paint, leaving the other side of the arc wide open for anyone to take a shot.
Here's Macy Mullet with it high on the right. Back to Habiger in the corner. Dribbles it. Out top, Macy Mullet. Back in the left wing, Trish Troyer. Her three-pointer's up in the air. That's going to be off the mark. Rebound by Weaver. Her putback is going to be good. Tori Weaver. Weaver, so opportunistic. Every game we see her against those offensive boards, she has her first 2 points, 25-14 Highland. Rays basketball in the front court. Here's Bailey McConnell near that midcourt line. Dribbles it left wing. 2 minutes to play in the half. McConnell, three-pointer goes up in the air, going to be way off the mark. Rebound going to be saved by Baselli and stolen away by Tori Weaver. Highland ball. Weaver to the front court. Pass inside by Weaver, but she'll throw it away. Tried to force it to Mishler, instead stolen by McConnell. Highland has their sixth turnover. McConnell to the front court. Into the corner to Baselli. Her three-pointer is no good. Rebound out top. She's down by McKenna Roush. She'll find Latella. Latella, top of the key. Now on the left point, back to Maselli. Dribbles it to the baseline. Maselli comes to a jump stop. Falls down, and a foul called on Tori Weaver. 14th foul on Highland, and Weaver has her second personal foul.
I thought there was going to be something there, either a travel or a push. Weaver made a little bit of too much contact after that jump stop, and she moved her feet, but the official deemed it wouldn't have happened if Weaver didn't do it.
Timeout called by Highland, 1:28 to play in the half. It's Highland 25 and Indian Valley 14. This is Girls IVC Basketball on WKLM.
Melway Paving Company is a well-known asphalt paving contractor for homes and surrounding counties since 1964, specializing in asphalt paving, chip and seal, and seal coating. For your next paving project, call Melway Paving at 330-279-9000. Melway Paving is a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester, or online at HummelGRP.com.
Simply pull in, remain in your vehicle, and let the experienced crew provide a quality, convenient oil change with no appointment needed at Southside Quick Lube. And while you're there, ask about the Starbright Unlimited Car Wash Plan and take care of the outside of your vehicle as well. Done fast, done right, and you're back on the road. Southside Quick Lube on State Route 83 in Millersburg. And the Lady Hawks trying to get back on track here offensively, but they do have that 11-point lead. Braves have the basketball to inbound out top, received now by Brooklyn Myers. Myers around the foul line, picks it up, passes inside, going to be deflected and stolen away by Trish Troyer. Took away that backdoor cut and the ninth turnover on Indian Valley. Here's Macy Mullet out top. Pass goes cross court to Mast. Out top Troyer, left wing Mullet. Back in the corner to Habiger, back to Macy Mullet. Her three-pointer going to be no good. Rebound grabbed, however, by Evie Mast. Putback no good, but she's fouled. Evie Mast on the putback, and that foul called on McKenna Roush.
It looks like Highland's starting to kind of figure that zone out a little bit more, moving the ball around, waiting for that one player to be a little bit late trying to get out for that double team or to cover that shot.
Rauscher, second personal, second team foul in the quarter on Indian Valley. Free throw good by Evie Mast. She now has 7 points in the first half. Mast, a 5'5 junior guard, averaging 9 points per game. She had 3 points and one rebound in that previous matchup this season with Indian Valley. Second free throw no good, rebound juggled and grabbed by Ellie Habiger. Highland ball still. Out top to Millett. Left wing to Troyer. Back in the corner, Joplin Yoder. Drive. Lane. Pass right corner to Edie Bast. Bast drive. Kicks it out top to Troyer. Left corner back to Joplin Yoder. Yoder drives it to the baseline. Her cross-court pass to Edie Bast. Back in the corner now to Trish Troyer. Troyer drive. Runner by Troyer. Off the last. That's going to be no good. I should say in the shot by Millett. Rebound by Macy Millett over to Ellie Habiger, and she'll drill it for the right wing. Ellie Habiger, a three-pointer from the right side, and Highland now a 29-14 advantage.
Fourth Hawk to hit a three-pointer in this game.
Habiger has 4 points now. Braves had the basketball. Into the front court pass goes to Cassie Maselli. Maselli drives to the lane, juggles it, and stolen away by Joplin Yoder, and she'll be fouled after the steal. 10th turnover on Indian Valley, and that'll be the 13th foul, and a foul called on Bree Latella, her second personal.
I think they're actually going to get Maselli on that, Matt. They're going to change that one. I thought that one was going against 32, but again, good job by Highland getting that defense figured out and forcing the turnover.
Maselli, your first personal foul. Highland has the ball. Bullets pass goes to Joplin Yoder, out top to Edie Mast. Mast dribbles it, picks it up too soon. Bounce pass goes to the corner to Troyer. Inside Joplin Yoder, head faker, shot off the last, good in the foul, Joplin Yoder, and she'll have a chance for a three-point play.
I was going to say, I saw a lot of contact there. The official let her play through it, and then I think he saw the shot go up. And like, I'm going to blow the whistle, counts the bucket, and a chance for three the old-fashioned way.
Latella does have her second personal foul there. 14th foul on the Braves. Joplin has 6 points in the quarter and 13 for the ballgame. That free throw is knocked down. 32-14 Highland. Braves basketball. 4 seconds and counting in the half. And Myers across the midcourt line, and she will not get the shot off. That'll do it for the first half. Halftime score from the recenter. Highland 32 and Indian Valley 14. Back around the recap the first half for you after this on WKLM.
At Promotion Therapy Services, customer service and specialized treatment options are what set us apart. We work hard for our patients day in and day out. Our team of physical and occupational therapists are conveniently located for you in the heart of Millersburg. Can't come to us? We'll come to you with our team of therapists who specialize in home health services. We make it easy to receive physical therapy, emphasizing a close relationship with your physician as well as helping you navigate the insurance process. Our team is excited to begin offering new services such as dry needling, sports-focused rehab, foot orthosis consultations, and taping. With questions, call us 330-600-0844 or visit us online at promotion-therapy.com. We look forward to promoting a better you and would like to wish all winter sports a safe and healthy season.
Get country living at its finest at 9130 Township Road 304 in Millersburg. Listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $290,000. This is a four-bedroom, one-bath property with a nice breezeway that leads to a kitchen and dining area. The master bedroom is on the main floor, along with the bathroom. Upstairs, you will find three bedrooms, along with some storage areas. As you walk out onto the patio, you'll see a stocked pond that is ready for your fishing adventures. A large shop garage is attached to the home and could be used in a variety of ways. For more information, or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Michael Miller at 330-473-3037 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
Kime Home Center in Charm is adjusting hours for the winter season. We invite you to visit us during our updated hours to assist you with your home, building, and woodworking needs. Our new store hours will be in effect January 13th, 2025. We will be open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., Saturday, 7:30 a.m. to noon, and closed on Sunday. Visit us at KimeHome.com for more information.
Biker Sand and Gravel, serving the Central Ohio area of Wayne and Holmes County since 1935. They are a name and business you can trust. Their products and services include ready mix concrete, excavating, limestone, sand and gravel, and hauling services. They are locally owned and operated, insured and bonded, and most importantly, ready to serve you. For more information, call 330-674-0038.
Some call it overplanning. At Millersburg Electric, we call it foresight. Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Generac, it's not just a generator, it's a power move. Team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac today to schedule your free in-home consultation and a turnkey generator install. Call or visit MillersburgElectric.com and be ready for the next power outage.
When you work the land, you know out there in some far corner of a field, there's an old steel fence post that has your number. And that's when you should have ours. We're your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer. And when you need service, give us a call. We're specially trained and equipped to handle all your on-farm, in-field tire repair and replacement needs.
Call Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg, for your farm tire needs.
It is halftime from the Perry Reese Junior Community Center. Highland has a 32-14 advantage over Indian Valley. Highland jumped out to a 17-6 lead after one, outscoring Indian Valley 15-8 in the second. And Highland has a 32-14 lead at the half. It was 17-14, though, if you recall, at one point in that second quarter. Highland went on a nice run after that. And of course, leading out the half on a 15-0 run to get the 32-14 halftime advantage. Leading the way for Highland in the first half, Joplin Yoder, as she was 1 of 2 on three-point tries, also 4 for 6 from two-point range, 1 for 1 for the foul line. Joplin Yoder had 14 first-half points, already in double figures for the 12th time on the season. After that, 7 points scored by Evie Mast. Mast was 2 for 4 from beyond the arc, and 1 of 2 from the foul line, I should say, for her total of 7 points. 4 points also scored by Ellie Hamburger, and 2 apiece for Perrin Mishler and Tori Weaver. 3 points scored also by Trish Troyer, rounded out the Highland total of 32. For Indian Valley leading the way, that was Cassie Maselli. Maselli was 0-for-1 on three-point tries, also 2-for-3 from two-point range, 1-for-2 for the foul line. Maselli had 5 first-half points. After that, 3 points scored by Natalie Kearns, and 2 apiece for Brooklyn Myers, Bailey McConnell, and Bree Latella, rounded out the Braves total of 14. Halftime scores, Highland 32 and Indian Valley 14. Now for the first half team numbers. Here's Jake Seidel.
Thanks, Matt. Taking a look at the shooting numbers for Highland. 5 of 17 from downtown for 29%. They also shot 6 of 12 from two-point land for 50%. So overall from the floor, 11 of 29 for 38%. Indian Valley, 1 of 4 for 25% from downtown, 5 of 13 for 38% from two-point land, 6 of 17 for 35% from the floor. Highland, 3 of 5 from the charity stripe. Indian Valley, 1 of 2 from the free throw line. Highland with a sharp rebounding edge, 20-11. Meanwhile, the Braves have turned over the ball 10 times compared to 6 by the Hawks.
Individual rebounding leaders for Highland, it was 7 rebounds for Joplin Yoder. She had 5 at the offensive end, and 3 rebounds apiece for Macy Mullett and Tori Weaver. Weaver had 3 offensive boards. And for Indian Valley, in the way, that was McKenna Roush. She had 3 boards and also 3 rebounds in the first half for Cassie Maselli. Highland a 32-14 lead at the half. And Jake, you kind of look back in that second quarter. Highland up 17-12 at one point. There was a timeout. Brady Stabaugh, of course, you could tell, very animated with his players there in the huddle. And after that, Highland closed out the half with a 15-2 run. I think they got the message.
I think so, too. And it kind of goes to show, again, what we talked about in the pregame, what we heard Brady talk about in the pregame interview, is that too many times Highland has kind of let the team get back into it either late in the first half or late in the game, and that's exactly what Indian Valley did. They came out, switched up the defense a little bit, found some holes on the offensive side that they could get through. That timeout seemed to calm everything down, and Hawks figured out how to get past that zone defense from Indian Valley and went on that nice run.
Halftime score, Highland 32, Indian Valley 14. Back with the second half after this on WKLM.
When you're thinking of an old-fashioned smokehouse flavor, think Sugar Valley Meats. They cure their own ham and bacon in the old-fashioned smokehouse, uses hickory, apple, and sassafras. Processing, curing, and custom butchering are available, cut to your specifications. Stop in and see all the products that they offer. That's Sugar Valley Meats on Dutch Valley Drive in Sugar Creek. Turn left at the light, and Sugar Valley Meats is 1/4 mile on the right. Call today, 330-852-4423.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee power tools, Wright tools, grade 5, grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Stop in to Rody's IGA for great specials all week long. Whether it's in their deli, meat, or produce departments, you'll find what you need with an outstanding selection and hometown service. For a fresh arrangement of flowers, check out the Posey Path Floral Shop. Then before you head out, sign up for a Rody's Rewards Card and get additional savings while you shop. That's Rohde's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
Get luxury for every home with Montana Forge Hardware and MRV Siding Supply. Montana Forge provides custom luxury for every home and is one of the most affordable luxury brands in the industry, with solid forged brass designer hardware manufactured to the highest standards. Don't forget about beautiful Montana Forge bath hardware available in all Montana Forge finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys, MRV Siding Supply.
Are pests taking over your home and causing you distress? Don't let these unwanted guests disrupt your life. Call the experts at Holmes Pest Control today. They are experienced professionals that will quickly and safely rid your home of pests, from bed bugs and ants to spiders and rodents. They use the latest techniques and environmentally friendly products to ensure your home is pest-free and safe for your family and pets. Don't wait until the problem gets out of control. Call Holmes Pest Control today at 330-674-9094. Take back control of your home. Remember, a pest-free home is a happy home.
Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 330-359-5421 or in Berlin at 330-674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service in Winesburg and Berlin.
And just about ready for the start of the second half, McCoy alongside Jake Sino. Blaisdon Mullins back at WKLM Sports Central. I'm glad to have you with us on FM 95.3 and also WKLMFM.com. Reminder, tomorrow night we'll have boys basketball as West Holmes is at Mansfield Senior. We'll be video live streaming that contest tomorrow night, and also on FM 95.3 and also on the radio and also on the internet in airtime about 7 o'clock for that for tomorrow. Thursday, girls basketball, Madison's at West Holmes. And then Friday we'll have playoff football action, the semifinals. It'll be Ohio State against Texas on the radio, but also we'll be live streaming the Highland at Triway boys basketball contest, and airtime for that will be about 5:35, tip-off around 6 p.m. Of course, we're moving that game up because of the Ohio State game. We'll have that on YouTube on Friday night as well. Don't miss that. All ready for the third quarter. Highland has the ball first, inbounded by Ellie Habiger to Macy Mullet, going from right to left. Now to Trish Troyer, out top to Mullet. She'll find Evie Mass. Pass inside goes to Joplin Uter, but stolen away instead by Brooklyn Myers. Highland has their seventh turnover. Braves going left to right in the second half. Here's Natalie Kearns out top. Here pass goes to the hands of McConnell, now high on the left. McConnell, top of the key. Surveys the defense. Pass goes to the right corner, received now by Natalie Kearns. Kearns looks it on the hands of McConnell. McConnell dribbles it now back near the midcourt line. McConnell now to the left wing. Now to near the foul line, looking. Looking to hand it off, pass inside, grabbed now by Kearns inside the paint. Her shot for the right block, blocked by Ellie Habiger, and she'll save it into the hands of Joplin Yoder. Highland ball, into the front court, Macy Mullis pass, goes left corner to Trish Troyer. Back over to Mullet Heil, high on the left side. Mullis pass, right corner to Evie Mast. Back out top to Macy Mullet. Nice look inside, Joplin Yoder. Back in the corner to Ellie Habiger, her three-pointer knocked down. Ellie Habiger has seven, her second three-pointer she's made tonight, 35-14 Lady Hawks.
I said it before and I'll say it again, when your post players and your forwards can hit threes, it really just opens up a whole new level for your team.
And certainly Highland's post players can certainly do that between Habiger and Joplin Yoder. Braves basketball on the left wing, grabbed by Brooklyn Myers. Dribbles at top of the key, works it against Macy Mullen. Crossover to the foul line, Myers drive, runner by Myers off the glass, and be good with the left hand. Nice move and bucket by Brooklyn Myers. She has four. 35-16 Highland. They had the ball. Here's Habiger. Pass to the front court. Goes to Troyer. Out top, Joplin Yoder. Yoder to the foul line. Her runner off the glass. Going to be good in a foul. Joplin Yoder. It'll be good and count it. And a chance for a three-point play.
Second time she's drawn one of those tonight. And almost the same play it looked like. Just able to get through. But official a little quicker on the draw this time with the whistle.
First personal on Bailey McConnell, the first team foul on Indian Valley. Joplin's up to 16 points tonight. Now set for the free throw attempt. That's up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound, juggled, and dove after. It's going to be a held ball. Arrow does point to Indian Valley, so they'll get the team rebound. Yoder Family Roofing and Spouting, serving you for the past 25 years. Located in Millersburg and serving the surrounding areas. Call or text them 330-695-3000 for all your roofing and spouting needs. Fulker pressure is on by the Lady Hawks. Pass in the hands goes over to Natalie Kearns. Back in the front court to Latella. Nice look inside goes to cutting Cassie Maselli, and she'll make it up and in.
That's just a textbook how you break a press from the Braves right there.
Maselli has seven now. Pass inside Joplin. Under Alpha Highland. Joplin will step in, and she'll make it up and in. Nice drop step in bucket. Joplin Yoder on the reverse layup. 39-18 Highland. Here's Brooklyn Myers, that three-quarter score. Picks it up, close to a travel. And going to be a 10-second violation anyway. So that turnover number 11 now on the Braves. Joplin Yoder now up to 18 points. Four of those so far in this third quarter.
Abiger going to check out here. And just a little bit about what I've seen her do tonight. She's getting down there, going after all those loose balls on the ground, really just trying to find any spark she can to make sure her team stays on the offensive end.
Here's Joplin Yoder. Reverse layup off the last. No good that time. Rebound going to be knocked away. Grabbed by McConnell. Rays basketball. The other direction. McConnell drive. Backs it up to the corner. Her pass out top to Latella. And she'll find Maselli between the circles. Maselli dribbles it down to the right point. Back in the left point to Natalie Kearns. She'll survey it. Kearns pass inside goes to Meyer. She's double teamed. Held ball. Good job getting the hands on the basketball by Macy Mullet. That'll cause a turnover in the 12th on Indian Valley.
Yeah, Macy Mullet, we've talked about her kind of her game evolving kind of into more like what her sister did last year, taking a bigger role. But her defense, again, has taken a big step, just like a lot of these Hawks, able to get in there for the scraps, get in there for the tie-ups, and really force as much pressure as she can.
Bullet has it on the left wing for Highland offensively. Hands it off to Joplin Yoder. Yoder to the foul line. Kicks the left wing back to Trish Troyer. Her three-pointer is going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Brooklyn Myers. Braves basketball. Myers to the front court. 4.5 to play, third quarter. Myers on the right point. Takes it to the foul line, to the lane. Kicks it left side, back in the hands now of Cassie Maselli. Her pass inside. Grabbed now by Roush. Falls out of bounds, and it'll be a turnover on Indian Valley now. Up to 13 of those three so far in the third quarter.
I think that's three possessions in a row of turnovers been forced by the Hawks.
Stay tuned immediately following the game for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you by Village Motors. Highland ball. Evie Mass to the front court. Fumbles it. Pass out top to Weaver. Her pass stolen away by Brooklyn Myers. Myers to the front court. To the foul line. Lane. Shot left hand by Myers. That's no good. Rebound to Tori Weaver. Highland gets the ball right back. Weaver. Pass over to Evie Mast. Mast to the front court for Highland. Dribbles it to the foul line. To the corner goes to Macy Miller. Miller to the baseline. Cross-court pass to Weaver. Out top to Habiger. Habiger gets called for traveling, trying to make a move, though. And Highland now has their ninth turnover of the game and also their third of the third quarter.
A little uncharacteristic of the Hawks here. They've had a few forced turnovers. That one unforced, just kind of moving the foot as you're trying to get down inside. And unfortunate if you're the Hawks, but that's another one of those things. We're kind of in that part of the season where you can start working on them harder and looking to improve.
39-18 Highland. 4 minutes to play in the third. Fulker pressure is on. McConnell dribbles it away from the double team, now across the timeline. Bounce pass goes to the corner. Three-pointer goes up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds after that three-point shot that was missed from the far side. That was by Hallie Klassener. The 5'5 freshman in the game now missed it, but was knocked out of bounds by Highland after the missed shot. So the Braves to inbound beneath their own backboard. Pass to the corner goes out of bounds. Intended for Roush. Good denied defense, though, by Habiger. Causes the turnover. That'll be the 14th on Indian Valley. So again, Habiger doing the little things, and the Lady Hawks have it up 39-18. Mass pass goes front court to Pierre Mishler. Her pass thrown away. And the steal by Cassie Maselli. Maselli dribbles it to the right wing. Out top now to Natalie Kearns. Hands it off back to Maselli. Dribbles a left point. Pass goes to the corner. She's back down by Kearns. Kearns' three-pointer goes up in the air. Going to be off the mark. Rebound grabbed now by Klassener. Dumps it inside. Shot up in the air. Going to be no good by Bailey McConnell. But a loose ball foul called. Going after that board. And it'll be against Indian Valley. It'll be their second team foul called in the quarter. They call that on Klassener, her first personal. At the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the Thread and Ink Player of the Game as that player receives a free T-shirt courtesy of Thread and Ink Custom Apparel, Embroidery, and Screen Printing in Holmesville.
We've done a pretty good job with that, getting it to whoever Highland decides is getting the dub chain this year. If you haven't seen that dub chain, it's a kind of cool addition the Hawks have in the locker room this year.
It certainly is. Pass goes out top to Mullet, left wing, Trish Troyer. Her three-pointer going to be off the mark. Rebound pulled in by Brooklyn Myers, and she'll be fouled after the rebound. So foul going to be the first on Highland in this third quarter of play. And it'll be Braves basketball, I believe, on the back baseline with 2:58 to play in the third quarter.
And Myers picking up her third rebound, second in the quarter, getting a little more involved, crashing the boards here.
Habiger's first personal foul. And that against that full court press. The Klassener back over to Brooklyn Myers. Her pass goes front court, received now by Bree Latella. On the baseline now to Roush. Back to Latella in the corner. Out top to Klassener. On the right wing, received by Cassie Maselli. Maselli to the baseline, lost it out of bounds off the official, and that will be a turnover. And now 15 of those on the Braves.
Well, to the referee, thought there was a little too much contact there. Referee was right in front of it, doing a good job just kind of watching that. I think what he saw was it wasn't any malicious contact, I think is the word I want to use there. Just, you know, bump and run.
Three-pointer by Evie Mass for the quarter going to be no good. Rebound hauled in by Trish Troyer. Joplin Yoder now in the game. Ball saved at midcourt by Mullet to Joplin Yoder as she saves it from being a half-court violation. Then a collision between Joplin and Cassie Maselli, and they call that foul on Maselli.
All smiles. Looks like both players are okay. They went down hard, but that was one where Maselli, I think, just trying to go after the loose ball and made some contact up high. Coincidental contact. Again, nothing malicious there. Just going for the loose ball, playing hard and hard hit.
Highland ball up 39-18. 2.5 to play third quarter. Here's Joplin Yoder. Dribbles it to the foul circle. On the left wing, the Trish Troyer. Cross-court pass to Habiger. Habiger looking inside through Joplin Yoder, but she was double-teamed and she threw it away. The steal now on the Braves have it on the other side and out top to Brooklyn Myers. Highland had their 11th turnover of the game. Myers has it top of the key. Crossover to the foul circle. Now top three-pointer by Myers with a step back. That's no good. Rebound tipped in the hands of Joplin Yoder. Yoder on the fast break. Yoder kicks it left wing to Trish Troyer. Troyer to the foul line. Back to Joplin Yoder. Dribbles inside the paint. Layup by Joplin. Off the last. Good on the foul. Joplin Yoder. And she'll have a chance for a three-point play.
The third one of those she's drawn this evening now.
They have foul on McKenna Roush, her third. 14 foul on Indian Valley. And Joplin now up the 6 points of the quarter. She has 20 points on the night. Of course, she had 23 points the previous matchup against Indian Valley this season. The 6 foot senior and Ashland University commit, averaging just under 15 points per game. That free throw is going to be good. 42-18 Highland. Braves basketball. Baseball pass by Myers goes front court to Latella. Latella dribbles it, spins around. Her shot for the foul line is up in the air, going to be no good. Rebound tipped out top and corralled by McKenna Roush. Back to Myers at the top of the key. Myers pass goes right corner now over to Klassener. Out top to Cassie Maselli. Back in the right point over to Bree Latella. Latella on the right wing. Holds on to it, shovels it out top, back to Maselli. Her cross-court pass to the left corner, over to Brooklyn Myers. Myers lost it out of bounds. It'll be off of Edie Mass, though. It'll stay with the Braves as back in is going to be Natalie Kearns and Bailey McConnell.
Mass doing a good job there, just kind of poked it away. And like we said, the suffocating defense really getting out there, and almost a one-man trap has been what we've seen.
Myers to inbound. Her pass, grabbed by McConnell, shovels it out top to Klassener. Allie Klassener on the right point, the freshman. Dribbles the top of the key, now picks it up. Guarded by Joplin Yoder, gets the handoff now to McConnell. McConnell crossover to the foul line. Her 15-footers up there are going to be knocked down. Bailey McConnell now has 4 points, 42-20 lead for Highland. Meanwhile, pass inside, over to Joplin Yoder. She'll lay it in on the pass and assist from Macy Mullet. Joplin Yoder now has 23 points to match her season high. 44-20 Highland. 40 seconds in counting in the third. Pass the left wing. Goes out top down to Brooklyn Myers. On the right side over to Bree Latella for Indian Valley. She'll find McConnell. McConnell being hounded by Evie Mastow, Tom. Now pass to Myers. Myers shot left hand up the side of the paint. Off the glass. It's going to be good, Brooklyn Myers.
It wasn't the prettiest shot, but it was a great job just to get open.
She has six. 20 seconds. Highland ball. Here's Trish Troyer. Out top to Macy Mullet. 15 seconds to play in the third. Back in the corner to Trish Troyer. 12 seconds. Out top now to Joplin Yoder. She'll find Macy Mullet. Back in the corner to Trish Troyer. Troyer's three-pointers up in the air. Going to be in and out. No good. Rebound corralled by Latella. 1 second. Baseball shot at the end of the quarter. Going to be no good by Brooklyn Myers. And at the end of three from the recenter. It's Highland 44 and Indian Valley 22. This is Girls IVC Basketball on WKLM.
Craving a mouth-watering slice of pizza? Look no further than Charm Pizza, where each pizza is crafted with the freshest ingredients in their exclusive secret sauce. Whether you're a classic pepperoni enthusiast, a lover of wings, or intrigued by their pizza of the month, they have a delightful option for everyone. Come out and visit them in the heart of Charm, where you can savor a mouth-watering, freshly made pizza exactly the way you like it. Dine in or carry out. You can give Charm Pizza a call to order at 330-893-7938. The pizza of the month for January is Chipotle Chicken Pizza.
Premier Pharmacy has more ways to serve you. I'm Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacy, and I'm happy to announce that our newest location in Sugar Creek is open and accepting new patients. Our location in downtown Sugar Creek accepts most major insurances and offers the same great service you've come to expect in our Berlin and Millersburg locations, including delivery and vaccination services. Give us a call today at 330-852-5146 and start experiencing the Premier Pharmacy difference. Premier Pharmacy is your local hometown independent pharmacy.
Highland outscored Indian Valley 12-8 in that third quarter, and Highland has that 22-point advantage to begin the fourth quarter of play. And reminder, this game is on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. McCoy alongside Jake Seidel for tonight's broadcast, and Blaisdon Mullins is back at the studio. It'll be Indian Valley basketball to begin the fourth quarter of play. Bailey McConnell dribbles it to the front court. Her bounce pass goes over to Brooklyn Myers on the right wing. Myers dribbles it to the baseline, and she'll be fouled by Tori Weaver. First team foul on Highland of the quarter, and Weaver has her third personal foul. Third quarter numbers courtesy of Jake Seidel. Highland 1-5 on three-point tries. Indian Valley 0-3. Highland 4-5 from two-point range, while Indian Valley is 4-9. Highland 1-2 for the foul line. The Braves did not attempt the foul shot. Highland, it would be Indian Valley out rebounding Highland 8-6 in that third. Each team had five turnovers also in that third quarter of play. Ball poked loose out of bounds by Perrin Mishler after the inbounds pass to McConnell. It'll stay with the Braves.
That 4-for-5 from two-point range in the third quarter, that was all Joplin Yoder as she was on fire in that third frame.
Certainly it was. Here's McConnell, takes it to the foul circle. Her three-pointer for the top of the key. McConnell going to be no good on the step back. Rebound goes out of bounds, though, and Highland will have the ball. Just into the fourth. And Highland up 44-22 in the basketball. Inbounded to Perrin Mishler. The freshman will take it across the timeline. Pass over to Weaver high on the left. Weaver dribbles it. On the right point to Macy Miller. Miller to the corner. Picks it up inside Joplin Yoder. Her shot up in the air going to be knocked down. And a new season high. Joplin Yoder up to 25 points. 46-22 Lady Hawks.
Shooting 9 for 12 so far tonight. Just an outstanding night for Joplin Yoder.
Here's Brooklyn Myers. Shot left hand no good. Rebound by Joplin Yoder. Yoder takes it herself across the midcourt line. Takes the right wing. Back in the corner to Perrin Mishler. And couldn't handle the pass though. And out of bounds, there'll be the 12th Highland turnover.
Oh, not the way how you want to see that possession end, but Joplin Yoder just a rebound away from yet another double-double. She's been a double-double machine this year. I think I've seen her three or four so far this season.
Yes, she has. It'll be Braves basketball. McConnell pass goes right wing over to Cassie Maselli. Maselli to the foul line. She'll be bumped and fouled. However, it'll be a foul called on Sienna Emil, who's in the game now. Second team foul on Highland, and Emil has her first personal foul.
I think Maselli thought that one was called on her for a second. I thought I saw a little bit of an out shove there, but I think the contact came before.
Here's Kearns around the foul line. Inside to McConnell. Trying to pick it out top, but it was knocked around to the floor instead. It'll be tied up. Arrow does point to Highland. So that'll be a turnover up to 16 on Indian Valley. Stay tuned immediately following the game for High School Scoreboard on WKLM tonight, brought to you by Village Motors. There are was one other score going on to the game. Of course, a lot of the games got canceled, but New Philadelphia is at Minerva tonight, so we'll have that game and this score tonight on WKLN. That ball inbounded and knocked out of bounds by McConnell. And Highland to inbound it again into the backcourt. Received this time by a pair of Mishler. Mishler dribbles it now across the midcourt line against Pacelli. Pass out top, stolen away by Brooklyn Myers. Myers to the bucket. Her layup off last is going to be good. Myers has 8, 46-24 Highland.
Well, we've seen flashes from this Braves team. They're getting in those passing lanes, just able to get the interceptions.
There's a shot at the glass. Going to be good by Joplin Yoder. At the 27 points, no answer, though, for Joplin. Adding to her season high of the 27 points, 48-24 Highland. Braves basketball. 6:09 to play, fourth quarter. Anna Myers in the corner. Jab step, Myers takes it to the baseline. Cut off by Weaver. She'll throw off the leg of Weaver, though. She goes out of bounds, and it will be Indian Valley basketball. Evie Mass back in, Trish Troyer in, and also Ellie Haberger in. Perrin Mishler, along with Sienna Emmel and Joplin Yoder, will have a seat. Myers to inbound. Into the corner goes to Natalie Kearns. Her three-pointers up in the air going to be off the mark. Rebound grabbed by Ellie Haberger. Highland ball. Now the dribble by Mass. She'll take it to the front court. Mass to the foul line. Dumps it inside Miller. Left wing Trish Troyer. Her three-pointer is going to be no good. Rebound to Tori Weaver. Out top to Evie Mast. Drive. 50-footer by Mast. Up in the air. No good. Rebound grabbed. Now by Natalie Kearns.
Weaver's up to 4 offensive boards, 6 on the night. She's had a great job on the boards.
Pass inside. Knocked loose by Haberger. Saved and stolen by Tori Weaver. That's the 17th Indian Valley turnover. Mass pass goes left wing to Weaver. Inside Troyer goes over to Haberger. Haberger shot up in the air. Going to be no good on the jump hook. Rebound knocked out of bounds, though, by Indian Valley. And Highland is going to keep this basketball. Macy Mullett now checking back in for Tori Weaver.
Haberger just trying to send something up there. Almost it was a good bounce away from getting two there, but immediately double-teamed on the block. She's done a good job tonight getting away from those.
Ball matted out top to Trish Troyer. She'll spin away from the defender. Now to the foul line. Picks it up. Bounce pass the corner to Haberger. Haberger backs it in. Her fadeaway jumper up in the air going to be missed everything by Haberger. Rebound, however, grabbed by Macy Miller. Back out top to Troyer on the loose ball. Troyer on the left wing. Spins around. Out top now to Macy Mullet. Her three-pointers up in the air going to be good. Macy Mullet, her first points of the night. 40, make that 51-24 Highland. Braves basketball. Here's McConnell to the front court. 4:40 to play. McConnell directing traffic. Takes it high on the left side against Evie Mast. Center step top of the key and working against Trish Troyer. Back in the corner now, the Brooklyn Myers, her three-pointer is nothing but net. Brooklyn Myers now has 5 of the quarter, 11 for the ball game. Her first three-pointer made, Highland ball, 51-27. Trish Troyer on the left wing. Drive to the lane. Troyer's pass goes right corner to Macy Miller. Out top to Evie Mast. Back in the left point to Mullet. Back in the corner, here's Haberger. Haberger to the baseline. Her runner up in the air, no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds off the hands of Indian Valley. And Highland will keep the basketball. Get a total service for your jewelry at the jewelry store with a free cleaning and inspection and all the repairs done right in their showroom at the jewelry store, 97 West Jackson Street in Millersburg. Joplin Yoder dribbles it. Pass to the corner goes to Trish Troyer. Three-pointers up in the air going to be good. Banked it in for the corner, Trish Troyer. Try doing that in a game of horse. Troyer's second made three-pointer tonight. 6 points for her, 54-27 Highland. Braves basketball, 3:40 to go. Here's McConnell, shot for the foul circle. It's going to be good. Bailey McConnell now has 6 points, 54-29 Highland. Highland, meanwhile, three-pointer for the quarter by Evie Bass is going to be off the mark. Rebound grabbed by Brooklyn Myers. 3.5 to play. Into the front court, goes over to Roush. Roush's shot up in the air, going to be no good inside the paint, but she'll draw a foul. That'll send 5'6 sophomore McKenna Roush to the foul line.
3:22 left in the fourth quarter. They're starting to play like it's 3:22 in the first. A new little wave of energy coming through from each team here.
13 foul Highland. First personal on Macy Mullet. McKenna Roush, I mentioned at the foul line, looking for her first point tonight. That free throw is going to be no good. At the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the Fun and Ink player of the game as that player receives the free T-shirt courtesy of Thedonic Custom Apparel, Embroidery, and Screen Printing in Holmesville. Second free throw by Roush. That's up. Going to be good. Got the bounce. Her first point tonight. She'll check out after the free throw. So now Natalie Kearns will check in. 54-30 Highland. And now Macy Mullett has it with 3:19 to play. Into the front court. Takes it right wing. Bounce pass. Joplin Yoder to the right block. Yoder shot up in the air. Going to be good again. 29 points. Joplin Yoder, 56-30 Highland. Braves basketball. McConnell across the midcourt line. Working against Perrin Mishler. Takes it high on the left. Baseball pass to the corner. Goes over in the dribble by Klassener to Bree Latella. Hands it off to Klassener. She'll take it up out top. Now to the right point over to Cassie Maselli. Spins around. Maselli working against Sienna Immel. Maselli to the foul line. Lost it and knocked out top. Picked up and thrown away again. And finally a steal by Perrin Mishler. Nice look by Mullett inside the Immel. Her big shot going to be good and a foul. Sienna Immel on the layup and a foul. A chance for a three-point play. That foul called on Cassie Maselli. And Immel has her first 2 points of the night. Maselli, your third personal. And for Sienna Immel, K&M averaging just a point a game. That's points number 9 and 10 she scored on the season. And that's for the 5'5 freshman guard. That free throw is good. Sienna Immel, 59-30 Highland. 2.5 to go. Braves basketball. Here's McConnell into the front court. Takes a left wing. Bass to the corner. Now we'll grab by Klassener. Out top over to Natalie Kearns. Kearns looking. On the left point back to Bailey McConnell. McConnell to the foul line. Backs it up at the top and stolen away by Joplin Yoder. Yoder to the front court. Shovels it out top to Immel. Back in the corner to Tori Weaver. Pass inside Joplin Yoder. Her layup going to be no good, but she'll be fouled. And foul called on Natalie Kearns. Second team foul on Indian Valley Kearns. With that foul, as I mentioned, there'll be her second personal, and they'll be at the foul line. Joplin Yoder, a chance to go over the 30 mark here tonight. That free throw is up and good. Point number 30 for Highland, for Joplin Yoder, adding to her season high. And Highland has doubled up the score, up 60-30. Joplin trying to nail this free throw and likely will be checking out after that. That free throw going to be good as well. 31 points, Joplin Yoder. She'll check out, and Macy Miller will check in. And what a night for Joplin.
A fantastic night by my count. Going to be just a rebound shy of yet another double-double with 9 rebounds, 31 points. But you score 31 points in a night, you'll take it even if you don't get the 10 rebounds to go along with it.
Braves basketball. Here's McConnell to the front court. Bounce pass to the corner now. Roush to the baseline, cut off. Back to McConnell. McConnell's three-pointer goes up in the air, going to be no good. Rebound going to be 5-4. Good box out by Perrin Mishler, but I think they may have called her for the foul.
I think they did.
Good box out to me, but the 14th foul on Highland, and Mishler going to have her first personal foul.
And we've talked a lot about Perrin Mishler kind of having the toolbox to be a great basketball player. She's really come in as a freshman, a very scrappy defender. Like this entire Highland team, she fits right in at the varsity squad as a freshman.
Here's McConnell to the corner. Her 18 footers up there are going to be off the mark. Rebound tipped into the hands now of Cassie Maselli. Down to Natalie Kearns out top. She'll find McConnell. 1:20 to go. McConnell dumps it inside. Going to be juggled. Knocked in the hands of Immel. She'll get the steal. And a pair of Mishler for Highland after the steal. Mishler to the foul line. Comes to a jump stop. Gets called for traveling. Highland has their 14th turnover after the 20th turnover of the night on Indian Valley.
Yeah, Mishler just a little bit awkward there. She tried to jump stop and kick it out. Had someone get in her way and just kind of lost her balance and took that extra step there. Right idea, just a little work on the execution. That's going to be a very dangerous play for Highland.
Braves have it. Here's Brooklyn Myers. Dribbles it to the foul line. Pass goes to the corner now to Cassie Maselli. Maselli, you run her up in the air, going to be no good. She gets called for the charge, though, as she ran into Tori Weaver.
Highland fans love it. Indian Valley fans not a big fan of that call, but the only opinion that matters right now is the official that called it.
One thing about it, though, So many times able to step in there and take that charge, and Torrey Weaver never afraid to do it. Inbounded to Weaver. And now timeout meanwhile by Highland with 52 seconds to go. Highland is up 61-30. This is Girls IVC Basketball on WKLM.
It's time to be thinking about those concrete projects. Call Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, offering ready mix concrete, precast blocks, and a variety of mason and concrete products. Call today for prices and delivery options of ready mix concrete at 674-0865 or sand and gravel at 674-8121. That's Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
Carly Weaver, a 5'5 freshman, also has checked in along with Easton Miller, a 5'7 freshman, in the game for Highland. And he's hit the inbound the basketball for the Lady Hawks. Peyton Yoder, who's in the game as well, a 5'6 freshman. Perrin Mischler, another freshman, will dribble it across the midcourt line. Shovels the pass right wing to Immel, out top to Mischler on the left wing. She'll throw it away. There's the steal by Brooklyn Myers. Myers layup off the last to be good, and a foul on Perrin Mischler. And Myers, as she gets for a 3-point play. Myers now 5. They got 7 points in the quarter. She has 13 for the ballgame.
You do have to like Mischler going back there, just trying to get in the way and play some defense after giving up the ball there. But you don't want to give up a foul.
Here's second personal, 15 foul on Highland. Free throw is nothing but net by Brooklyn Myers. 61-33 Highland. Inbounded against that pressure being shown by Maselli, and she'll cause the turnover. Ball thrown away on the inbounds pass by Peyton Yoder. Highland now have the 16 turnovers tonight.
Maselli made a lot of contact there with Mischler, just leaning up against her. Nothing that's a foul, but did a great job just kind of throw the Hawks off schedule.
Here's a shot inside the foul circle, no good by Natalie Kearns. Rebound corralled by Carly Weaver. Highland ball. Perrin Mischler now. Runner up in the air going to be by Mischler. No good on the shot. Rebound to Brooklyn Myers. Raised ball, 20 seconds to go. Myers to the front court. Works it against Mischler. Down to 15 seconds. Myers has it blocked, but a foul is called. Hacked inside on the attempt to block. And it'll be a foul, I believe, called on Peyton Yoder. And it'll send now Myers to back to the foul line.
We're going to get Mischler on her third there, actually. I thought the same thing. It was going to go against Myers. She's the one that ended up with the ball. But
free throw by Brooklyn Myers, no good. 14 points for her tonight, the lead ending in Valigan scoring. That free throw up going to be no good. Missed them both. Rebound corralled by Natalie Kearns. 8 seconds. Myers, a three-pointer's up in the air, going to be no good. Rebound out top. Going to be grabbed by Sienna Immel. And that will do it. Highland gets the victory by the final score of 61-33. And Highland improves their record to 12-1. They won 12 in a row, now 7-0 in the IVC South. Indian Valley drops to 4-7 overall and 3-4 in the IVC South division. Again, the final score, Highland 61 and Indian Valley 33. Back to wrap it up after this on WKLM. MEB Systems, area's flat roof specialist. MEB Systems also offers retrofit solutions for low-slope metal roofs. MEB Systems counts it as a privilege to serve our community and beyond with the highest level of customer service and top-notch workmanship. Let them not only learn your business, but also your trust. When it comes to your roof, trust your local experts who believe if it's a job worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MEB Systems, your flat roof specialist, at 330-852-4333 or visit them online at MBBSystems.com. MBB Systems wishes all local athletes the best success this year.
At Mack Oil Field Service, they offer specialized trucking, water hauling, dirt work, and general oil field service in New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio. They have the equipment and manpower to tackle any task handed to them. The future lies in the hands of our youth, and Mack Oil Field Service is proud to support them. Call Mack Oil Field Service for all your oil field needs at 330-674-7371. That's 330-674-7371.
With today's market instability, many homeowners are looking to upgrade their existing home rather than buy or build a new one. At Home Siding Contractors, we know choosing the many colors and styles of siding, replacement windows and doors can be overwhelming. At Home Siding Contractors, we can help make that decision easier. Durability, beauty, and low maintenance over time describes our products the best. Call Home Siding Contractors today at 888-725-6619 and let our professional staff help upgrade your home today.
Are you ready to tackle home improvement with a winning team? Look no further than Wayne Door, your MVP for all things doors and windows. Score big with their championship lineup. Garage doors, openers, entry and storm doors, windows, patio doors, and more. Just like a winning play, Wayne Door offers an unbeatable sales team, flawless installation, and game-changing service. Their local experts ensure you're always in the lead. Don't settle for anything less. Visit them today at WayneDoor.com or stop by their showroom and elevate with your home improvement game with the experts. Wayne Door, people you can trust since 1973.
Call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Rheem Pro partner, and you know you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Rheem and all types of furnaces and air conditioning equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling, they're your local team you can trust. Call them today at 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
For sports information anytime, call the WKLM Pomerane Hospital Sports Line at 674-PLAY. Did you know that one of the nation's top hospitals was founded right here in Holmes County? It's true. Pomerane Hospital was recently named the top 20 rural and community hospital by the National Rural Health Association. For 75 years, Pomerane has applied the latest medical expertise to meet the unique needs of our community. And today, they continue to lead the way in reliable patient outcomes, from outpatient services to life-saving surgeries. Learn more about the many ways Pomerane provides award-winning care right in your backyard. Visit PomeraneHospital.org.
It is the final tonight for the Perry Reese Junior Community Center. Highland gets the win 61-33 over Indian Valley. Highland led 17-6 after the first quarter. Then in the second quarter, Indian Valley had pulled within 5 points at 17-12 within a timeout by Brady Stabaugh, and Highland came back out on a 15-2 run after that to close out the quarter in the half, and Highland led 32-14 at halftime. Highland then would take a 44-22 advantage through three, and Highland gets the win 61-33. Leading the way was Joplin Yoder, who had a career night tonight. Joplin Yoder, a new season-high 31 points for Joplin. What a night for her. She finished up for the Lady Hawks, going 1-for-2 on three-point tries, 11-for-14 from two-point range. That's pretty efficient. And also 4-5 for the foul line. Again, Joplin Yoder, a new season-high 31 points for her. And also the 12th time she's been in double figures on the season as well. And that is out of the 13 games. Also scoring for Highland, 7 points apiece for Evie Mast and Ellie Hamburger. 6 points scored by Trish Troyer, and 3 apiece for Macy Mullet and Sienna Emmel. Also 2 points apiece for Para Mishler and Tori Weaver, running out the Highland total of 61. For Indian Valley, 1 player in double figures, that was Brooklyn Myers. As for Myers on the evening, she would go 1-for-3 on three-point tries, 5-for-9 from two-point range, 1-for-3 for the foul line, as Myers had 14 points. And also 7 points scored by Cassie Maselli, 6 points for Bailey McConnell, 3 points scored by Natalie Kearns, 2 for Bree Latella, 1 point for McKenna Roush, and rounded out the Indian Valley total of 33. Final score, Highland 61 and Indian Valley 33. Now with the final team numbers, here's Jake Seidel.
Thanks, Matt. First for Highland, they shot 8 of 26 from downtown for 31%. A blistering 14 for 26 from inside the arc for 54%. They shot a combined 22 for 52 for 42% from the floor. On the other side, Indian Valley, 2 of 12 for 17% from downtown, 12 of 28 for 43%. From two-point range, they shot a combined 14 of 40 for 35%. Hawks, 64% from the charity stripe, 7 of 11, 43% for the Braves, 3 of 7. Highland with a sharp rebounding edge, once again, 35 to 25. And Indian Valley turned over the ball 21 times compared to 16 by the Hawks.
Individual rebounding leaders for Highland, Joplin Yoder had 9 rebounds, 5 at the offensive end to go along with her 31 points. And also tonight, it was 4 rebounds for Ellie Habiger. She had 1 at the offensive end, 6 rebounds also for Tori Weaver, and she had 4 rebounds at the offensive end. For Indian Valley, leading the way was Brooklyn Myers. She had 5 rebounds and 4 boards apiece for McKenna Roush and Cassie Maselli. Each of those two had 2 rebounds apiece on the offensive end tonight. Final score, Highland wins it by the score of 61-33, and another huge night by Joplin Yoder.
Another huge night by Joplin Yoder. Great on the boards, had 5 offensive rebounds, I think all in the first half, if I'm not mistaken. And then 31 points. Anytime you have a player score 31 points in a ball game, that's quite an accomplishment. But really put this team on her back in the third quarter, had a fantastic third quarter, shot 4 of 5 in that third quarter, had a couple trips to the free throw line too. And like we heard Coach say, they needed to get better at not letting teams back into it. I think Joplin might have heard something like that at halftime and decided she was going to put a stop to it.
Joplin Yoder, as you might have guessed, will be our Thread and Ink player of the contest. That's Joplin Yoder, our Thread and Ink player of the game. Forget the Indian Valley credit, though, tonight here. Shoot a lot of different types of defenses, some different zone looks here for Highland. I think, and I gave Highland some fits at different times here. I think if you're Brady Stabaugh and the coaching staff here, I think maybe you don't appreciate it during the game while it's going on, but I think for Highland, you kind of like seeing the fact that you get a chance to go up against some different defenses tonight, and Indian Valley not making it easy for Highland at times here this evening.
Yeah, the good thing is for Highland is they have it on tape. They can go back and watch it, see where they can improve. That 2-3 zone in the first half was really starting to give them fits, and then later on in the game it was just the Braves getting in the passing lane. 16 turnovers, not characteristic of this Highland team, and I think they're going to look at that, see, you know what, we telegraphed some of these passes, maybe you're getting a little too predictable, maybe that's something they'll try to work on. But all in all, a good game from the Hawks. Came out strong early, kind of took the foot off the gas end of the first, beginning of the second quarter, but able to get right back on it and get a huge win.
Highland gets the victory again, 61-33. The final score, Highland goes to 12-1. They've won 12 straight. They're 7-0 in the IVC South, and they'll play next Monday. They'll be off until next Monday. It'll be a game on the road against Garraway. And for Indian Valley, with the loss, they'll drop to 4-7, or 3-4 in the IVC South, and they'll be playing on Wednesday, this Wednesday, at Conotton Valley. And for us, tomorrow night, boys basketball, West Holmes is at Mansfield Senior. We have girls basketball on Thursday, Madison's at West Holmes. Friday, of course, we'll have the college football playoffs on the radio, Ohio State against Texas, and we'll be joining the OSU Radio Network on Friday night at 6 p.m. And also we'll be video live streaming the Highland at Triway boys game on Friday night as well. Don't miss that on the YouTube page. Airtime around 5:35 for that game.
And I just want to say one thing about that game. I'm very excited to be a part to call that game. If you're looking for a game to come out to, that's going to be one if you want to watch it online. They're dedicating the new court at Triway in memory of Sean Carmichael and the Carmichael family, Carmichael Court. Of course, Sean Carmichael meant so much to the Triway community and really just the sports community in Wayne Holmes County in general. It's going to be a very emotional night in that new gym. And again, I would implore any of you, if you're even thinking about going out to the game, definitely go. But if you can't watch it, it's going to be one fantastic night.
Make sure you catch that, the action for that one. Of course, we know Highland and Triway have had plenty of battles over the years, and good to have those two going at it and that new gym over at Triway. And also, of course, Saturday next week, or this week, I should say, this Saturday, we'll have girls basketball in the afternoon. Norwegian is at West Holmes. If you missed some of that, you can check out our broadcast schedule on our website at WKLMFM.com and click on the on-air tab. For Jake Sino, I'm Matt Croy. Special thanks also to Blaisdon Mullins, Mac at WKLM Sports Central. Remember to stick around after the contest for high school scoreboard. We'll have a couple of area scores for you that will be playing tonight here on high school scoreboard every 15 minutes all the way until midnight. Again, the final score in girls high school basketball from the Reese Center. It was Highland 61 in Indian Valley 33. So long, everybody.
Thank you for listening. This has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. WKLM Millersburg, your hometown sports connection. W